This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is signing a new state budget that he says is balanced. Pritzker's sixth budget since taking office in 2019 calls for $53.1 billion in state funding. My colleague Dave McKinney reports the new plan provides more for education and early childhood programs. It eliminates the state's tax on groceries. It also has $500 million in seed money for a quantum computing campus the governor says can supercharge state economic growth.
The FY25 budget is another demonstration of the fiscal responsibility that has guided me from day one of my administration.
Senate Minority Leader John Curran calls the plan a taxpayer-funded spending spree that prioritizes non-citizens. Foxtrot says it's coming back to Chicago. NBC5 reporting a spokesperson for the company has revealed the popular boutique grocery store will reopen several locations this summer in Chicago, Dallas, and Austin. The company also posting a message on its Instagram page saying a new Foxtrot with some old friends coming soon. The sudden closure of more than a dozen Foxtrot grocery stores and Dom's markets in Chicago this year made headlines. The abrupt closure caught vendors, customers, and employees off guard. Parents from two world language magnet schools in Chicago are fighting against proposed budget cuts they say will devastate their programs. My colleague Sarah Karp reports one father, Dan Ethan Sellers, says middle-class families like his depend on robust language programs at LaSalle and LaSalle II elementary schools to give their kids an edge and also to avoid neighborhood schools. Sellers lives in South Shore.
If you want to have a functioning city, I think you have to have a functioning middle class, and you have to you can't gut the things that make it work for us. It feels like the life raft is being sunk and the ship is still heading for the iceberg.
Chicago Public Schools leaders say most magnets will have enough funding to keep their programs intact. Schools with high needs are being prioritized over schools with few low-income students like LaSalle and LaSalle II. And a Chicago City Council committee is advancing regulations to combat fires that are sparked by lithium-ion batteries. These batteries can be found in things like electric bicycles and e-scooters. Now, in New York City, lithium batteries have caused fires, resulting in dozens of injuries and deaths. Chicago Firefighters Union President Patrick Clary says lithium-ion battery fires are more dangerous than a regular fire.
It propels itself and it continues. And then even after they're put out, they can start to regenerate heat again and start up again, especially with cars. We put the cars out, we take them to the junkyard, they start up on fire again. So these batteries are very dangerous.
The ordinance in Chicago would fine people up to $2,000 for distributing devices that don't meet safety standards. The measure now heads to the full city council for approval. Weather, sunny skies, a high in the low 80s, and then partly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers, a low of 60. Sunny and breezy on Thursday, you'll reach a high in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.